AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. America's first gold medal at the Beijing Olympics goes to Lindsay Jacobellis in women's snowboard cross.
I was more so feeling like a winner just qualifying into finals, and I almost didn't care how I placed because I haven't even made it into finals in the last Olympics. Like, I've always missed out.
Jacobellis has been waiting for this moment for 16 years. She won a silver medal at the Turin Games, now 36 and in her fifth Olympics. She became the oldest U.S. woman to win a gold. The 16 years is also the longest gap between medals for any U.S. woman. Britain's top envoy is headed to Russia in an attempt to ease tensions over Ukraine.
Britain's foreign minister Liz Truss says that a Russian invasion of Ukraine would bring massive consequences for all involved. Ahead of her trip to Moscow, Truss said she encouraged Russia to choose the path of diplomacy. The foreign minister's visit will be the first to Moscow by the UK's top envoy in more than 4 years. Russia has massed over 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border and has launched military maneuvers in the region. However, it says it has no plans to invade its neighbor. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the World Health Organization is insisting the coronavirus isn't finished with us, appealing for more support to fight the pandemic after his agency reported case counts and deaths fell worldwide over the past week. A second man has pleaded guilty in an alleged plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. The plea by Caleb Franks leaves four other men to face trial in March. The government says six men wanted to kidnap Whitmer because of their disgust over virus restrictions. SpaceX's newest fleet of satellites is tumbling out of orbit after being struck by a solar storm. The company reports up to 40 of the 49 small internet service satellites have either re-entered the atmosphere and burned up or are about to do so. This is AP News. Forest rangers in western Thailand are searching a remote jungle on the Myanmar border, hoping to rescue a wild tiger with a missing leg from an area where poachers have recently been operating. Video from a surveillance camera shows the three-legged tiger feeding on the body of a water buffalo. Experts fear the slow-moving female, nicknamed Ai Duan, which means the amputated one, is at risk from hunters or of starvation.
We can find her, not difficult to find her.
Petrart Sangchai is with the wildlife protection organization Freeland.
We use the body of the dead buffalo or cow and sit and wait for her to eat the remain.
Then they shoot her with a tranquilizer dart. It's not clear how the tiger lost the limb. Freeland suspects the animal was a victim of poaching. The use of snares is common in jungles throughout Southeast Asia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.